In the misty hills of Meghalaya, in northeast India, among the proud and deeply spiritual Khasi people, a humble priest rose to become a beacon of faith, courage, and service. His name was Father Silvanus Nee, one of the first traditional Khasi Catholic priests, remembered for his dedication to God and his people. Father Silvanus Nee was born on the 3rd of January 1921. He professed as a Salesian on the 6th of January 1948 and was ordained a priest on the 1st of July 1958 in Turin, Italy, after specialized study in sacred scripture. He taught the subject at Sacred Heart Theological College in Shillong since 1961. There is a story that isn't widely known. It involves a possessed woman and how Father Snee had put a group of Protestant pastors to shame through his ability to drive out evil spirits, proving that only Catholic priests have the authority to drive out demons, not because of their personal power, but because of the authority of Christ that they receive through the sacrament of holy orders. The story goes, some of the Jaintia people in Meghalaya, one of the three major tribes in Meghalaya, used to practice or curse people through a peculiar way of witchcraft, which is locally called as taro. It is believed that a person who takes any item belonging to an individual having the taro will be followed by an evil spirit and possessed. The person who practices this do it with intentions due to hate or grudges or just because he wants to gain wealth. So it happened in 2010, where there was a lady who was possessed by this taro. She had received money and some items from her own grandmother, who was having this taro. The woman became ill afterwards, and no medication could cure her. She belonged to the Presbyterian Church, and some of her pastors did not allow her to visit Father Snee or any other Catholic priest for spiritual help. They then saw that her condition only worsened, and knowing that their prayers were in vain, they took her to Father Snee. Father Snee confronted the entity present in the woman by rebuking it and reminded the entity that God, the Creator and Keeper, had made everything in the world for His children and not for the demons. Father Snee commanded the spirit to leave the young woman and return whatever item it took. A short time later, that woman was healed and those items that had caused her to be possessed by the evil spirit were taken and given to the leprosy center as a donation. The stolen items were 1 kg of gold and money. As a priest, Father Snee was known for his tireless pastoral work. He traveled across remote villages, celebrating Mass, administering the sacraments, and bringing the love of Christ to families who often lived in isolation. Now, based on the teachings of Don Bosco, Father Snee dedicated his life to teaching, writing, preaching, and healing scores of ailing people who came to him from far-flung villages and all parts of the state. As a Catholic, he was committed to his faith. As a religious, he was committed to the life he had chosen and gave his optimal time to it as an evangelizer and a pastor who was available when people needed him. He was a doctor to the physically sick, also to those who were spiritually ill. He died on May the 28th, 2016. The life of Father Silvanus Nee is a reminder that the gospel takes root in every culture and that God raises up shepherds from every people. His story is not just the story of one priest. It is the story of the Khasi Church and of faith that continues to shine brightly in the hills of Northeast India. Father Silvanus Nee, pray for us.